You're listening to the Vanilla Beaners Podcast. Start over.
Hi, Joe Cash, the entertainer. You just won the first ever West Texas Roast Battle. How do you feel?
I might not never feel like this again, how I feel. I heard we'll have... But anyway, yeah, I feel good. It was good for the first show. Oh, yeah, this thing gonna make history, baby. And I'm part of it.
And give her your name one more time.
Joe Cash, the entertainer.
Thank you. JJ, what are your thoughts?
It was a great show. It went really well. I had a lot of fun. It was exactly what I was hoping for. The audience enjoyed it. I think it was successful. I think it went well. So it was fun. Good time.
Aaron, how did you feel as a judge?
It was fun. It's a little intimidating to judge these bands back and forth, but it was a good time. I think the next time we do this, it'll run a little smoother. But
how'd you feel, Gary? Dirty Gary.
Well, I've heard funnier stuff coming out of my asshole, but it is what it is, and I'm just glad it wasn't a white guy that won.
Okay.
It was a great show. I really like it. I really enjoy it. The guys who came from Midland in Amarillo, I really appreciate their coming all the way here to Lubbock and compete. It really brought it. But Joe Cash, basically one of our best over here in Lubbock, and he deserved to win.
Fredo, how did you feel about your performance tonight?
My performance was shit, but I'll be back. I'm ready. I'm ready to tackle it again. Get in the gym, a little bit more practice, and I'm gonna get in their ass.
Kimothy, do you have fun judging this competition with me?
I had a blast tonight. I swear I haven't laughed this hard in a long time.
Were you happy Joe won?
I was happy he won. He really came out there and did his thing. I know that he really don't like roasting, but he really came out of his shell tonight.
Hey, Matt, how'd you feel about your performance tonight?
I felt decent about it. I think I did well in the second round to kind of redeem myself. First round was terrible. Joe Cash is a beast.
Drew?
I felt glad that I didn't go to the second round, and I was able to just wander around while everybody else was still roasting. That made me feel good.
You made it to the last round. How do you feel?
I feel like crying.
Because you lost or because you did so well?
Yeah.
Because you lost or because you did so well?
Because I'm mostly just sad inside. Yeah.
Just general depression?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Willie. How'd you feel about your performance tonight, Cole?
I got crushed in the first round, but at least I lost to the champion. If you're going to lose to anybody, you want to lose to the guy that won it all. And Joe Cash brought his fucking A game today. It was incredible.
All right, Stephen, what did you think of the show?
Oh, it was a great show. One of the best we've done here. In fact, there was a lot of upsets. There was a lot of surprises. And there was a lot of people who we thought were going to come in and destroy, and they just fell by the wayside because it's a roast battle. You never know what's going to happen. And sometimes shit talking just comes naturally to people. So your best comedians aren't going to be able to compete with the people who are just going to destroy you and making you look like an asshole.
Were you happy with how you performed?
I think I did better. I thought I was going to lose in the first round. I wish I had lost in the first round because I would have much rather watched the show because it was great. I was very happy to get to go up against Willie O'Gain because he's one of my fucking inspirations. I've watched him early on when I started my comedy career, and I thought, damn, that guy's funny. And I got to compete with him tonight, and he beat me, but he beat me by one joke, if anything. And I thought I counted him out right, but I think I might have only done 7. I'll listen to the recording later. But it was 8 jokes, and my last one, I was just like, blah, 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 I'm drunk. And he beat me, but he beat me fair and square. And we had a great show. Not just a good show, we had a great show. And even with all of the fucking, the substitutions and the random judge, Dirty Gary got in there and judged it a little bit. It was perfect. I'm very excited about what we're doing in this town. and also what we're doing just in West Texas in general. This show's going to move around.
We're coming to your town next, Willie. What? We're coming to your town next.
Hell yeah. Let's do it.
We gotta go find Paul.
Yeah, it was a... It was packed in here, man.
It was crazy.
I always get here late, but what I found interesting is at the very back, there were these two... Okay, well, first of all, someone outside... There were three Mexicans outside when I walked in. And this one dude was talking about somebody up there. He says, all you need to do is put a MAGA hat on him and then blah, blah, blah. And I walked in. I wanted to turn around.
There weren't very many white guys.
I don't know, man. I thought they were talking about me at first. I'm like, hey, I just got here, man. I just got here. But, and then there was some females at the very back talking about, it was this black chick and this other Mexican girl, and they said, oh, I like his style more because blah, blah, blah. And they were breaking it down. It was like...
Analyzing it?
Yeah, it was like... to me, it sounded like
sportscasters or something. Yes. Yeah,
it was good stuff, man. It was, and I got here late, but damn, it was entertaining.
It was good. So, who did you walk in on? Who did you? What rounds did you see?
I saw whenever Joe Cash won, and then who went up against Feldman?
Willie
Feldman, and then I saw Willie and Joe, and. I don't know,
oh,
man.
No, so you saw the last couple rounds.
Yeah,
so you
yeah.
saw Willie go up against Matt.
No, I didn't see that. No, because I got here. Oh. Maybe that happened. But to be honest, I kind of... That Willie, he had his stuff written. I think what hurt him was the pause or the hesitation at the end when he was looking through his note cards.
Yeah.
Because Joe was just spitting it. Like,
yeah, just off the top
relentless,
of
like fearless.
I mean, even if he wrote it, he at least had rehearsed it enough
right.
that he...
Or
he
even
could go off the top
and
of
even
his.
If it was just not funny, even if it wasn't funny, or even if when they hit that hard, he was still throwing it out there.
He was more animated. He was more kind of charismatic. He does some physical comedy that I think really brings a different element to it that we usually don't have.
He didn't give Willie breathing room. It was just one right after another. And it's like putting out content on the internet, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it's not a home run every time, you're putting it out there. And that's, I think
like
that
Joe
was...
Joe Rogan prolific with the joke.
He put it out there, and again, Willie's stumble, Willie's hesitation. I'm not going to call it stumble, but his hesitation when he was flipping those note cards at the end.
Willie had good.
Yes.
Willie's a really good writer, really
yes.
strong writer.
There was the one where he said, unlike something, Joe Cash on Father's Day plays catch by with himself because he doesn't have a dad.
Yeah.
And then
he had that. He said that joke. Knock knock. Who's there? Not Joe Cash.
Not Joe Cash's dad.
Like, that's my joke. I have that joke.
Oh, do you?
Because my joke is like, okay. A lot of people always say like, oh, my life is a joke. Right?
Yeah.
I say, well, my life is a joke, but it's a knock knock joke. Knock knock. Who's there? Not my
dad. I remember that.
That's okay.
And
it's a different context.
But that's the thing though. There was no again. Joe was just, it was rapid fire, no hesitation.
Yeah.
Willie hesitated at the end.
He was really on it. He was really focused in a way that I haven't seen him that way in a long time.
Because
I love Joe. I mean, Joe's always been one of my favorites that didn't play a part in my judging at all.
Yeah.
As you can tell, like, the audience clearly picked a winner.
Yeah.
But Joe's always been one of my favorites just because when he's on it, there's no stopping him.
You're
when
right.
When he's on it, you're eating out of the palm
right.
of his hand.
I mean, I keep on going back to that show in Hobbs. When he was arm wrestling some dude, whenever there was this big black muscular dude, a rig hand, and I'm pretty sure Joe's used this before, but he says this dude over here looks like Nigga Angelo, and he did look like a black Ninja Turtle. He was buff.
That's Joe's joke.
Yeah, well, this guy really did look like a buff. Yeah. I mean, he was buff. He was big, and Joe Cash arm wrestled this 6 foot tall white dude, and just in the middle of the stage, just relentless, fearless, and you can see the crowd turned against Willie. At the end, they were like, next, or come on, or whatever they were saying. They wanted him to hurry, to go.
Yeah.
And they didn't get that opportunity to tell.
Yeah. I think that's something that...
Joe,
you can't write in what the crowd is going to do. You can't write in the crowd's reaction.
No.
So no matter how strong of a writer you are, how much you prepare, at the end of the day, you have to be able to control the audience.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, Cole?
What's up?
We got Cole right here. And then Rafa and then walked out. Yeah.
I was trying to be quiet so I didn't end up on the
Oh, you're good, man. No, end up, brother. End up. I don't know if you can hear him, but end up, man. We're just recapping what we saw here. And you were on today, right?
I was. I had a blast.
Yeah.
And Joe Cash shocked me.
He was good.
I've roasted Joe Cash in the past.
Yeah, I've seen it
on several different occasions.
Yeah.
And I did not think that he was going to be coming with that heat tonight.
He did. What I was telling Selena is that I think what worked in Joe Cash's favor the most is his, he doesn't hesitate.
Right.
Even if the joke or the roast is not, it's not fire, he's still going to spit it out.
No.
He doesn't get.
He didn't have no, like, a lot of people were looking at their phones, looking at their notes and stuff like that, and he didn't look at nothing. All he had was the words in his head, like, as he, I don't know if he came up with all of them on the spot or if he just remembered all of his lines, but
yeah,
I think exactly. Just that natural delivery really set him apart from all his competitors tonight. Yeah.
He didn't give the audience a chance to turn on him or say, go, or stop, or done, or whatever.
That's, he was in control the whole time.
Yeah.
You cannot underestimate.
I didn't write jokes the way that he did the first round for the 3 minutes. I'm not saying that's an excuse whatsoever.
Yeah.
He crushed me by a mile. But most of the jokes that I had written were stuff that it's just back and forth, one-liners after one-liners, when I should have taken into account that first 3 minutes of doing basically stand-up roasting instead of just back and forth roasting.
Yeah.
Part of it too, though, I see what you're saying. You just go through it. But the back and forth, that was different. I didn't expect that either for some reason. But what he did, though, Joe, he believed in it. Even if it wasn't that great, he believed
committed
to it.
Yeah,
he committed.
He had all that sold energy.
It. There was no half-stepping. He believed in it.
Yeah.
Which me and Selena talked about all the time with me. I don't believe in myself whenever I'm on stage. Out here, 100% I believe in whatever I'm saying. Even though it's horse shit. When I'm on stage, I don't. And Joe committed, like you said. He believed. He was... Yeah, it was. That was it. There was no plan B.
Oh, that's how I am. Whenever I'm telling actual stand-up bits,
yeah,
it's stuff that I maybe have rehearsed in the past or something that I might be trying out, but I actually lean into it.
Yeah.
Whereas tonight, I just kind of pussyfooted around saying the joke and then hoping the audience would laugh. And Joe just had the confidence and sold it, and he crushed it tonight.
You gotta believe in yourself past anything. You gotta believe in yourself more than you believe in God, if you believe in God. Because you have to have, like, Joe has faith in himself that can move mountains.
I wouldn't say you pussyfooted Cole. It's more like you pussy rolled. You know what I'm saying? You know? Come on, dude. Come on, Rolly Cole.
That was low hanging fruit. That was low hanging fruit.
Hey, we did these superlatives earlier today. Best smile, best hair, and the best legs. I said, come on, dude. You know it's Cole. Best legs.
They're rested up. They've been resting for 10 years.
The skin is soft.
Like a baby's legs.
But one thing that I've noticed here recently is...
Bye, Rafa. Take care, man.
As Selena was talking about it, something that I've noticed in her is her confidence is shot way up. And her stand-up has been crushing.
Yeah.
Like, she murdered last week at Jake's. Absolutely murdered. And she was selling every joke and incorporating the crowd.
You were on the show too?
I was.
No shit.
I was. And I had a decent show. I wouldn't say that I completely bombed, but I didn't sell it as well as she did. She murdered the crowd, and it was tough to follow her, I'm not going to lie.
I saw even, was it Facebook, where Sherrod said, hey, great job, Selena.
I think he put great job that. Left night or something, but I saw it after he corrected it, because everybody said, oh, what about the right night? I didn't see any. I just saw last night, and I was like, why is everybody making such weird comments?
I didn't read any of the comments, but I did see that he congratulated you. I didn't see the whole left night, but that's hilarious.
Maybe
that was really nice for Sherrod to acknowledge my performance on social media where everybody can see it, just because he doesn't really get to see me perform a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I know kind of in the beginning I've always been like very shy and kind of hesitant, and a lot of times, like, I've always believed in my writing, but my performance oftentimes has fallen short just because I don't have that confidence.
Yeah.
And watching people like Sherrod, watching people like Joe and Kimothy, and people that have, like, they perform to their best ability every time they do it with all the confidence in the world, and I'm like, that's what I'm missing.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
I think
get better.
I think all of us could use that community.
Yeah.
I know I could.
Definitely could.
Maybe Sherrod was saying left night. It was like code word, like, hey, you should have left me out of the roast.
Oh, he left himself out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it. Maybe that Maybe that was it.
I think, too, the fact that Willie had to kind of change gears, that I was really impressed with how Willie did, and he was able to, like, turn, you know, turn around. Mm-hmm. Not because he was originally supposed to go up against Sweat. Yeah. Sweat didn't show up, and then he had some jokes for Sweat that he did on Joe.
Yeah.
And then he still had some jokes that were pretty cutting and pretty, like, fitting to JJ that he ended up having to compete against.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, he did for sure.
JJ came in and substituted.
Came back really strong, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so okay. instead of Sweat going in the first round,
yeah,
he substituted.
Hi, Gary.
And then Joe stepped in because he had written a bunch of jokes about about Sweat.
Oh, okay.
And so Joe stepped in. He said he was going to be the honorary black guy so that Willie could still use some of his jokes. And then after Willie ran out of jokes,
that's so
that he
racist.
Was.
That's so racist.
Joe volunteered for it.
That's awesome, man.
Joe just stepped right in. He was like, hey, I got you. And so he ended up doing some of the jokes that he was going to tell about Sweat with Joe standing there.
And then JJ stepped up too.
Yeah, JJ stopped hosting for a minute to jump in and roast Willie, and then I hosted for just that one round so that...
Even that, head nod JJ.
Yeah, for sure.
Damn.
We improvised pretty well on that portion.
Nod your head
to make
that man.
I could have substituted for a black dude, like 8% of that substitution. It would have flown today. I'm saying, if white people can wear turquoise and they're only a certain percentage Indian, why can't I substitute for Sweat up there? I Sweat.
You're way too short.
I Sweat.
But you do have a gap in your teeth like Sweat does.
So you're saying that you're the Hispanic Elizabeth Warren right now?
Yes. Oh,
but I am 8% though, man. Little as 4 as max is at 12, so depends, man. I'm like Kobe Bryant, you know, 8, 24, what number, I don't know. Retire both.
How old, I don't care. 8, 24, I'm R. Kelly. I don't give a fuck.
Even out here... Even off stage, he's got the quips. He's got the one-liners.
Yeah, fuck like me. It, I don't care what you
I
say.
I like it, dude. It was good, man. I was really impressed because the audience was very interactive, it seemed like. I don't know if they're normally like that, but they were like, go, boo, or go, or it was, they were interactive. Are they normally like that?
This was a new show.
Yeah, it was
but
good.
You know what? Our show is always very responsive at the Olympic Laugh-Up. It always has been.
Cool.
But
I'm not.
This was an experiment. I've done shows where I've hosted for Wes before in the past, and it's the same kind of thing. It's like, but what we really need is a comedy club.
Oh yeah.
Because we could pull all this business away from all these places that don't
and
give a fuck about us.
We could be making the money.
Yeah. Because they're gonna fucking short us, and they don't care about us. All they do is hope for a spike in business. But the stand-up comedy crew in this town, despite how small we are, maybe it's 30 people, maybe it's 25 people, we're winning every single time we do this thing. Because
every business again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll do this again.
Roast battle? Yeah,
I think the next time we do it,
to Amarillo or Midland.
We'll do it to Amarillo or Midland. And who won tonight?
Joe
won. So we'll do it again here. Yeah. And then next time, bring your best. And we'll take it to your city, and we'll keep doing it.
I like that. If somebody from Odessa or Midland wins,
home court advantage.
Yes.
Well, for Joe,
I like that.
For Joe,
bring your best. Can you beat us?
Yeah.
Because I don't think you can.
Because for Joe,
I really don't.
In our own city.
No. Honestly, I thought Joe was a big upset because Cole Walker Hedrick is one of the best roasters I've ever seen in my entire life, and I was terrified of going up against. I was terrified of going up against you, Cole.
Hey, I was, for Joe home court advantage, when did you have to do it, like the bingo off
we're
of MLK,
all going to LT.
Right?
Wait,
with that
wait,
home
wait,
court?
Wait,
was that,
cool
is that, no, I'm just asking.
We'll have to do it on the east side.
but Joe shows up, though, man. That's the thing. Joe shows up.
If you tell him he's on a show, he's going to be there. He might be a little late, but I think he was even on time today.
I think I was the last person here other than Kimothy.
Figures.
And you had the handicap spot. How did it take you so long to get here?
Even,
you had reserve parking.
I'm not even going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Hey, remember that one time when you were coming out of Lantern, and I was saying, hey, man, what are you doing parking this handicap spot? And that one lady looked at me like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
It is the best whenever people make fun of me, not knowing that it's my friends making fun of me. Yes. You want to talk about getting some dirty looks. You'll lose a room in a hurry.
That's hilarious, man. Dude, it was a good night. I keep on saying that. It was a damn good night. Good job, man.
It was a lot of fun. From what I've seen, I've only been in one of the shows that was the Lubbock Laugh Off Champions.
Yeah.
And that was the only time I've ever been here that Wes was not here. Whenever he wasn't here, it kind of seemed like some of the comedians kind of lost the crowd. And it seemed a little tougher. But
yes,
tonight they really held their attention a lot more than I figured it was going to happen, like the last time we did Lubbock Laugh Off Champions.
Yeah. Any Tucker sightings? Tucker? Hashtag? Tuckered out? No? No Tucker sightings? I was saying earlier, what if he came in and just killed it, man? Just annihilated. What if he was the sub for Sweat? Tuck Dog.
if I saw him walk in, I was just going to scream, aim for the legs. This is probably my favorite part of comedy, and just sitting around with comedians. Just
the hang is always the best part.
Yeah, just riffing like something that I haven't even written down. Just throw it out there and get a good laugh. It's the best part.
You gotta back up. You gotta put your wheels in heavy. Put your wheels where your head would be. Put your head. Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, if I'm ever near a shooting like that, I'll probably just fall over on my back like a turtle.
That's where we're at. Finish it out.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye, Feldman. That's good stuff.
No, tonight was a lot of fun. I had a blast. At least I lost to the champion. That's all I care about. Nobody was cheering harder for Joe after I lost. I was getting after it because he crushed me in like his first joke and then just kept it rolling. That's my thing. You just kept it rolling.
Nah, that's funny.
You stole my thing.
Good stuff. Thanks, Cole.
I appreciate it. I have never been a guest on a podcast before.
Do you want to tell
people where they can follow you on social media and stuff like that? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter?
You can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at TheRollyColey. TheRolleyColey. And that's mostly where I post any good stuff. I save the more professional stuff for Facebook because I have a lot of friends and family on there. And I actually, fun fact, I did a motivational speech for an hour before coming out to a roast battle.
No shit.
Yeah, I decided I needed to get a little bit of positivity in my life before I went and tried to be extra demotivational. So I built some people up and then I came here to break them down. Just came up a little short this time.
Wow, That's low-hanging fruit right there, too, Cole.
All right, anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Vanilla Beaners. We'll try not to get suspended for racism again.
Yeah, no.
Follow us on Twitter, Vanilla Beaners, and follow our Facebook page, Vanilla Beaners, One Word Podcast.
That's it. We love y'all.
Okay, thanks, Bay. Good.
Oh, yeah, this thing gonna make history, baby. And I'm part of it.
Give him your name one more time.
Joe Cash, the entertainer.